The Fright, written and read by Jean Muir.
It was the beginning of the winter term. Winter term meant winter clothes, jersey, skirt, and clumpy shoes. Clump, clump, clump went the shoes up the high street. Clump, clump, clump into Pump Pail Lane. Clump round the corner into Woodside Glade, and there it was, school. Woodside Juniors, with its three separate entrances, marked boys, girls, and infants. Catherine Onslow was in class 5. She had been at school for 4 whole years, yet still her heart sank at the start of each new term. It began sinking the night before, when she went to bed, and it went on sinking as she slept, until by the time she woke up in the morning, it was somewhere down by her knees. By the time she had eaten breakfast and was kissed goodbye, it had gone even lower and was down into her big toe, usually the right one. It was the same every term. Clump, clump, clump on leaden feet. Past the church, past the churchyard, past the sweet shop, slower, slower as the gates loomed near. Last term she had been friends, sort of, with a girl called Andrea Howlett, who sniffed and whom nobody else wanted to know. This term, Andrea wasn't here, and so Catherine was left on her own. Clump, 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 she went, through the entrance marked girls. The reason it was marked girls was that in Victorian times, when the school had been built, boys and girls had been kept separate. Catherine sometimes wished that they still were. She didn't like boys very much. She was secretly a bit afraid of them, especially Cameron Phillips and his zombies.